back to Gubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the precious, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm delighted you've joined us again for a few moments of Bible study from the truth of the living God. We're in the book of Exodus, the second book in the Bible, and we're discussing miracles. The miracles of God and the spiritual gift of miracles that God wrought through Moses and through Aaron here in the land of Egypt. Now, the basis of our study is, who am I? We've been talking about what it means to be a child of God. And we've been talking about the gifts that God gives to an individual, the spiritual gifts when they accept Christ as Savior. God gives different spiritual gifts to different individuals. Some of these spiritual gifts are very active today. Some of them were spiritual gifts that were active in the past to show people that these prophets were men of God and individuals who were under the power of God. Some of these gifts aren't as prominent as they once were because today we have God's Word. We have the Word of God. And by the Word of God, we can determine whether an individual is of God or whether they're a false teacher and a false prophet. That's why it's so important that we know the Word of God, that we study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. And that's why you and I need to know God's Word, so we will recognize false teachers and false prophets, for there are many in the world today who are not teaching the truth of God's Word. There are many false religions in the world which Satan has designed to deceive and to blind men and to keep people from the knowledge of the truth. You remember when we first started this study in Egypt and the miracles that Moses and Aaron wrought, some of the men of the followers of false religion there, they would also perform miracles because Satan and his followers are also able to perform miracles. And thus we see that gods, the sorcerers, the magicians of Egypt, they would perform miracles and enchantments because they were under the power of Satan. And Satan gives his followers the power to perform miracles. That's why you need the Word of God today, because there are people today that perform miracles. And you have to determine whether it's of God or not by the Word of God, because Satan uses that device to deceive and lead people astray and keep people from the knowledge of the true and the living God. And so there are miracles performed in false religions. Miracles to keep people deceived and to keep people bound by their false religions. But, beloved, only Jesus Christ can give peace. Only Jesus Christ can give lasting peace and joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Only Jesus can bring the joy of the Lord into a person's life and the peace of God which passes understanding, so that a child of God can go through tremendous trials and tests and difficulties and still have peace, so that the world wonders what is going on in this person's life. How is it they're able to live under such terrible circumstances and yet be at peace and be at joy, have joy, and be happy and be joyful through these awful things that are occurring, these terrible circumstances? Oh, beloved, only Jesus Christ can give joy and peace and enable an individual to bring forth glory, honor, and praise to the name of the Lord through great trials and tests and difficulties. And so we see these miracles that Moses and Aaron were performing in the land of Egypt under the power of Almighty God. And these miracles were to open the eyes of the then known world to the fact that the true and living God, the God of Israel, was the true and living God in that day and age, just as He is today, beloved, because our God is the same. He changes not. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the God who can do the impossible. He's the God who can do that which seems incredible. He's the God of miracles. And so we see here in Exodus chapter 10 that the locusts covered the land. And so Pharaoh called for Moses, verse 16 of Exodus 10. He called for Moses and Aaron in haste. I mean, they were covered by this plague of locusts, and they wanted to be delivered from it. And so he said, "I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you. Now, therefore, forgive, I pray thee, my sin only this once, and entreat the Lord your God that he may take away from me this death only." You see, these locusts were going to cause a famine in the land and going to bring death. "Now, therefore, forgive, I pray thee, my sin." And verse 18, "And Moses went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord, and the Lord turned a mighty strong west wind, which took away the locusts and cast them into the Red Sea. There remained not one locust in all the coast of Egypt. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, so that he would not let the children of Israel go." Why did the Lord harden Pharaoh's heart? Because God wasn't through using Pharaoh to show his mighty power. And thus, in verse 21 of Exodus 10, we read, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Stretch out thine hand toward the heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt." Now, beloved, that's the darkness like you and I have never experienced. I mean, when it's dark sometimes, you're out in the country away from city lights, it's very dark. And yet, if it's a clear night, the stars of heaven shine brightly and help to illuminate. And, of course, the moon, when you have a full moon, depending on where you live, if you live in a high altitude, you can almost read in the light of that moon. It is so bright and so brilliant. But, beloved, when it's cloudy and there's no stars and there's no light of the moon, you talk about dark. It can really be so dark that you stumble around in the dark, run into things, can't see where you're going. Well, this was a darkness that was even thicker than that, beloved, because this darkness could be felt. Now, I've never felt darkness. I've been in some dark places. I remember one time I went into Carlsbad Caverns with my mom and dad as a young boy, and we went down into the earth. This is a huge cavern, and it goes down into the earth, and we would go before an old rock that they had named the Rock of Ages. It was a huge rock, and they would turn off the lights, and we would sing the song, Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is spoken of as the Rock of God, and the rock which went before the children of Israel, and from which water came forth. And so it's a picture of the Lord God, who is faithful and who is strong like a huge rock, is strong like a huge boulder. And he is a place that people can even go to hide from the heat of the day and get into its shadow. Well, we see that the darkness was so intense here in the land of Egypt that the people could feel the darkness. That's what verse 21 says. Darkness that may be felt over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. 3 days this darkness covered the land. And they saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. That's the power of God, beloved. They had light in their dwellings, but in all the homes of the Egyptians there was pitch darkness that even could be felt. I mean, they couldn't move. It was so dark and so terrible. And that time we were in Carlsbad Caverns, and they turned out the lights, and we sang that song. I waved my hands in front of my eyes. I couldn't see a thing. All I could feel was the movement of my hand in front of my eyes. I couldn't see my hands. It was so dark. I dared not move because I didn't know where I was going. I couldn't see a thing. It was so dark. And it was darker than that in the land of Egypt because of the judgment of God that was upon the nation of Egypt because of their rejection of Almighty God. Till next time, goodbye.